Imagine being able to time travel back to the early days of Amazon, Netflix, or Facebook. What would you give for that opportunity? Mark Mahaney, Wall Street's longest-serving internet analyst, has tracked these companies from their infancy to dominance. While most investors were skeptical of internet stocks after the dot-com crash, Mahaney recognized that a select few would create unprecedented wealth. Unlike the Big Short, Mahaney's career represents the Big Long, identifying companies that would transform our digital landscape and generate astronomical returns. The numbers are staggering. Netflix became a 1,500 bagger, Amazon a 2,500 bagger, and Booking Holdings rose over 25,000% from its post-bubble lows. By 2020, the internet sector had produced 10 companies earning around $1 billion in annual net income, with 5 generating over $10 billion yearly. The COVID-19 pandemic only accelerated digital adoption, cementing these companies' essential roles in our daily lives. What separates these winners from the thousands of failed internet ventures? And how can investors identify the next generation of digital giants? Even the most successful tech companies face brutal declines. Facebook shares fell 43% over 5 months in 2018 when announcing privacy investments affecting profits. Netflix endured multiple 30% crashes despite remarkable growth. Amazon, now up 183,292% since its 1997 IPO, once suffered a 92% crash during the dot-com bust. These weren't failing companies, but market leaders facing temporary setbacks. High-growth tech investing requires psychological fortitude. Blue Apron collapsed 90% within 18 months post-IPO, despite $1 billion in revenue and triple-digit growth. Groupon fell from being the biggest U.S. IPO since Google to trading around 170 after overexpanding. What separates winners from losers isn't immunity to volatility, but fundamental business strength that enables recovery. When blood runs in the streets, ask yourself, is this a temporary setback or a fatal flaw? Has the long-term thesis changed? Your ability to distinguish between the two will determine your success. While Peter Lynch advised focusing on earnings, tech investors should prioritize revenue growth. The market consistently rewards sustainable growth, explaining why higher growth companies command higher multiples. eBay's 7% growth fetches a 4x EV-to-sales multiple versus Shopify's 40% growth with a 25x multiple. The 20% revenue rule represents growth 3-4x faster than the S&P 500 average, typically indicating large market opportunities and exceptional management. Only about 2% of S&P 500 companies sustain 20-plus revenue growth for 5 consecutive years. From 2010 to 2020, these 20%ers outperformed in 8 of 11 years by a median 52%. Netflix exemplifies this principle perfectly. Despite not generating positive free cash flow until 2020, 18 years after its IPO, Netflix's stock soared 42,000%. What drove this performance? Revenue growth and subscriber gains. While value investors were confused by the stock's rise despite high cash burn, the market recognized that Netflix's growing subscriber base would eventually translate into enormous profits. Successful product innovation drives revenue growth and stock prices. The best innovations create new revenue streams, enhance existing ones, and emerge from teams with effective processes and culture. Amazon's AWS exemplifies transformative innovation. This cloud computing platform eliminates 19-year-old risk by allowing anyone with a great idea to reach millions without massive capital investments. By 2020, AWS generated $45 billion in revenue and $14 billion in operating income, representing nearly 20% of Amazon's retail revenue, but twice its retail operating income. Netflix demonstrated successful self-disruption by transforming from DVDs to streaming. This move required tremendous courage, as it would cannibalize their core business and demanded substantial investment, $40 million, nearly equal to their entire 2006 net income. Despite early challenges, Netflix became the global streaming leader with consistent 20-plus revenue growth for over a decade. Conversely, Twitter struggled due to weak product innovation, particularly in advertising tools. Management admitted being slow and not innovative enough, with features taking 6 to 12 months to launch, a stark contrast to competitors like Snap, whose features Facebook frequently copied while rarely imitating Twitter's. Companies with compelling customer value propositions outperform those with great business models in both market share and market cap. Customer-centric companies ultimately surpass investor-centric ones. Amazon Prime exemplifies this principle. Launched in 2005 for $79 a year, it initially triggered a 15% stock drop but grew to 150 million subscribers by 2020. Prime demonstrated Amazon's commitment to consumer-beneficial innovations despite short-term investor concerns. Grubhub's story reinforces this lesson. After three flat years, its stock soared 320% over 18 months before crashing 77%. While Grubhub emphasized disciplined investment and profits at scale, DoorDash invested aggressively in delivery logistics for all restaurants. Despite $700 million in losses, 2019, DoorDash built what consumers wanted: better restaurant selection and reliable delivery. The result? DoorDash's market share surged from 17% to 50% between 2018-20, while Grubhub's fell from 39% to 16%. Companies willing to sacrifice short-term profits for superior customer experience often generate the greatest long-term shareholder value. The lesson? Bet on companies obsessed with delighting customers, not those fixated on quarterly results. Management quality decisively determines long-term stock performance. The world's most valuable tech companies share a critical trait: founder leadership with average tenures of 24 years. Founder-led companies excel at maintaining vision despite criticism, thinking long-term, and resisting market pressures. Examples include Jeff Bezos launching Amazon Prime despite Wall Street backlash, Mark Zuckerberg investing in platform security despite stock drops, and Reed Hastings expanding internationally during Netflix's crisis. This founder mentality enables transformative decisions professional managers often avoid. Industry vision distinguishes exceptional management teams. Reed Hastings demonstrated this when noting that DVD is not a 100-year format, and how many Silicon Valley companies fail to evolve beyond a single computing generation. The ideal tech management team is founder-led with long-term orientation, industry vision, customer obsession, technical expertise, product innovation focus, talent attraction capabilities, and honest communication about challenges. One of the best ways to profit from high-growth tech stocks is identifying high-quality companies and buying during dislocations. High-quality companies deliver premium revenue growth, 20% plus, through large TAMs, innovation, compelling value propositions, and strong management. Dislocations occur when stocks correct 20-30% or trade at PE multiples below growth rates. Even the strongest tech companies experience periodic dislocations. Analysis of Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Netflix from 2016 to 2020 showed 14 separate 20% corrections, averaging one every other year per company. These typically lasted just 2 months, with none exceeding 6 months. Facebook's 2018 faceplant exemplifies this opportunity. From July to December 2018, FB shares fell 43% after lowered growth forecasts and increased spending announcements. Investors who bought at the bottom saw a 65% return over the next year, outperforming the market's 37%. FANG stocks purchased during 20% corrections outperformed the S&P 500 78% of the time over 1 year and 100% over 2 years, 2016-2020. To capture these returns, target companies with sustainable 20% revenue growth, innovation, customer obsession, founder-led management, and large addressable markets. then wait patiently for market dislocations to provide attractive entry points.